Well, it was a few years ago, actually, when someone asked me to give a talk about the immune system. And I thought, I don't know anything about the immune system. I'm certainly not a medical specialist. I've got no training. I just have the kind of knowledge that everyone else does, because we share the same international medical consultant, otherwise known as Google. And so I had to say no. But I walked away thinking, wait a minute, hold on a second. I do know quite a bit about consciousness. At least I've done a lot of research into how consciousness works. And I see that as a very separate energy than the energy of the body. And so I began to realize there's an other immune system, our other immune system, which is built into our consciousness. And so I began to unpack exactly how that works and what I need to do to activate it and the effect it has on not my health, but my well-being. And we all get these two things mixed up, health and well-being. We read the blurbs for retreats and spa weekends and they say, come and enhance your well-being. But really it's just about some physical treatments. So well-being and health are different, and you know they're different because when you meet someone sometimes they're very healthy but they're not well in their being. In other words, they're a bit grumpy, a bit stressed, a bit pessimistic and closed, and so they have a healthy body but they're not being well. They're not well in their being. Whereas sometimes we meet someone who doesn't have good health but they're very well in their being. Very happy, very open, very optimistic, and very embracing. And so we see the difference between health and well-being. For our health of our physical body, we do have this fantastic immune system, which is working all the time. We're quite aware of it now. These helper cells, white blood cells, that rush to different parts of the body, and their job is to distinguish what's gone wrong, to extinguish or to expel or encircle the disease in the body. And they keep our body, obviously, in a healthy state. But in our being, in our consciousness, we also have a system, an immune system, something that keeps us well in our being. And I got very interested as to how that works exactly. But to explain it, to understand it, I just need to understand a little bit more about energy. And most people, they are kind of aware today that everything is just energy. Everything that we sit on, the chair, the carpet, the house, the clothing, the food, our thoughts, our feelings, it's all just energy. But essentially, what we don't realize is that life is the interplay between two energies, between the two energies that we use to describe ourselves sometimes. What do we say? I'm a human being. I have a human form. There's a being of consciousness. There's matter and mind. There's body and soul. And so we have two energies. One's very tangible. You can touch it, cut it, burn it, drown it, eat it, cook it. It's a very physical energy, the physical body. But the other energy is very intangible, internal, invisible. Can't see it. And so the one we're taught to identify with is usually the physical, because that's when you go to the bathroom in the morning, you look in the mirror and you go, and you frighten yourself awake for another day, because I believe I am what I see in the mirror. And that belief gives rise to little thoughts of tension, worry, anxiety, another gray hair, another wrinkle, what will they think of me? And when I think like that, I'm generating fear, and that fear is stress, basically. And it's all because I believe I'm just an appearance. But deep down in our hearts, we know we're more than that. We are actually the intangible, the invisible, the internal energy of me. Consciousness, soul, spirit, whatever you want to call the energy of me. And this is the energy that I am. I animate form. I bring the form to life. And of course, that energy of the being that I am has various ways that it loses its wellness. It loses its stability. So it's these two energies that we need to kind of separate and acknowledge that this is where well-being begins and ends. So then how does the immune system work? And in the body, the immune system is like this separate bunch of cells who have a specific job to do. But in consciousness, the immune system is not separate, because nothing is separate in consciousness. It's more movements of the energy of consciousness, movements I have to activate. The immune system of the body is active all the time, looking after our health at every moment. But the immune system of my consciousness, of me, the being, I have to activate consciously every day. And these three movements are called awareness, realization, and transformation. And awareness begins with being aware of what I'm feeling at any given moment. In other words, do I feel not disease, but dis-ease? So any moment of dis-ease is the first step in activating. I become aware that I might be feeling uneasy about something, or I might be really upset about something. And so most of us don't really have that awareness, and if we do, we don't know how to name, to identify what we are feeling. Most of us will reach for the chocolate, the remote, go talk to someone, go do something, and run away from our moments of dis-ease. So the first thing is to be aware, and instead of avoiding the feeling, is to look at it. And just behind it, I'll realize the cause. Now, the cause of all physical disease, not all, but most physical disease, is a virus gets into the body and infects and causes havoc. And we're very good at spending a lot of money protecting our computers and our machines from the invasion of viruses, because if they get in, it'll cause havoc. So virus in the body, havoc. Virus in a computer, havoc. And so it's the same in consciousness. There's a virus that gets into our consciousness and causes all dis-ease. And that virus is called belief. It's all moments of dis-ease, which is code for suffering, stress, sorrow, unhappiness, has the same cause. And it's a viral belief in our consciousness. And if I stay with the feeling, I'll see behind it, there's the cause. There's the belief that's causing my feeling. That's quite challenging for people, because most people, they believe they feel because of someone else or something else. Because one belief runs the world. It's not me, it's them. It's them that's making me feel like this. But it's not. It's always me. And so if I stay with the feeling, awareness, I realize what's causing it, and then just behind the belief, I always find the truth. And you know the old saying, the truth will set you free. And in the context of consciousness, the truth restores the wellness of my being. And so the realization of the truth overrides the belief and restores my well-being. And there's the third stage, transformation. There's a transformation in the energy of me, my consciousness, and the feeling of dis-ease disappears. I'll give you a very simple example of how that works. I'm driving down the road, I have a destination, I know exactly where I want to go. But before I started, I had to ask a friend for directions, because I didn't know how to get there. So I asked a friend and they told me the way to go. So I follow what my friend says, I'm driving along, and I become aware there's a feeling of uneasiness arising within me. I'm aware. And instead of switching on the radio or looking at the scenery, I stay with that feeling. I keep driving and I stay looking at that feeling quietly inside. And there's a moment I realize, actually, the sun is shining in the right-hand side of the car, and it should be shining in the left. And I realize I'm going in the wrong direction. And that's the moment I stop the car, turn around, and go in the other direction. And the moment I do that, I transform the energy of my being, and the dis-ease, the uneasiness, disappears. Awareness, realization, transformation. Now, what was the viral belief that was causing the uneasiness? Well, when I asked my friend the directions, he gave me information of how he thought was the right way to go. So I took that information, as we do, and I created a belief out of that information, and I believe I have to go that way. And that belief was not true. The moment I turn around and go in the opposite direction, I'm going the true way to my destination. And that's what disappeared, transformed the energy of me. Awareness, realization, transformation. Another very simple example is when we argue with someone. If you notice, when you argue, there's two emotions that arise inside that are very uncomfortable, moments of dis-ease. And those two emotions are anger and fear. Whenever we argue, there's always a little anger, a little fear. So I notice as I'm arguing, getting a bit angry here, a bit scared too. I don't avoid it, don't suppress it, I keep the conversation going. But as I do, I'm looking at this dis-ease in myself. And I notice just behind, there's the belief that's causing it. And it's the same belief for anyone who argues with anyone. And the belief is, I'm right, you're wrong. And so there's the cause of my dis-ease. But if I stay with that, I see behind, there's the truth. What's the truth? What's the truth that sets me free? Well, if I ask a person over here to describe this beautiful plant, they'll give me a great description. If I ask a person over here to describe the plant, they'll give me their description. So now I have two descriptions, but they're different, because both are looking from different angles. Now, who's right? Neither. Neither is right or wrong. They're just different points of viewing. And so every human being has their own unique and different point of viewing. And I realize, wait a minute, there is no right or wrong. There's the truth. There's no right or wrong. And the moment I realize that truth is the moment I transform the energy that I give to the other. And the anger and the fear, they disappear. The dis-ease in my being disappears. There is transformation. So awareness, realization, transformation. And in fact, I discover there's probably about 12 different kinds of dis-ease that we all create almost every day in our interactions as we go through our life. And we also have this inbuilt system to heal, to correct those moments of dis-ease. But it means every day I have to activate my awareness, actively seek the truth that heals, and act on that, and that's what transforms, frees me from my dis-ease.